You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Jalen Rose, I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
We have some new information on Kyrie Irving. We'll get to in a second, but we start the show with where the Lakers night ended last night after a preseason loss to the Warriors. Here is what LeBron had to say about the team coming together.
It's going to take a minute for us to become a team that we know what we're capable of being. You know, it's all about just working the process, being patient with the process, understanding that we're going to have frustrating moments. We're going to have moments where we're quite right there. We may take a step backwards, but, you know, that's all part of, I think that nothing is worth having if it's not worth working for.
Jalen, you and I both have high expectations for this Lakers team. Should we temper some of those expectations because it's going to take a minute for them to get together?
Not at all. And like I've told you the last couple of years, while there have been some really good general managers across the NBA that have made incremental progress with rosters, Sean Marks adding a big three and what Rob Pelinka has done with this Laker roster has basically ran laps around the rest of the NBA. And so whenever you get confused thinking about the Lakers' weaknesses, like, yes, they're going to have spacing issues sometimes with LeBron and Rondo and Westbrook. I get that. Yeah, AD is now going to have to play more minutes at five. I know that's not something he really wants to do. But overall, when you get confused, just say, who's going to beat them 4 out of 7? LeBron James rebounding from losing in the first round last year. Anthony Davis, who wasn't able to perform in the playoffs last year. Carmelo Anthony is also on this team looking to get his first championship. So this Lakers team is stacked. And for me, like I said to you, they are the clear-cut favorites for me to win it this year.
See, I feel differently about the Western Conference this year than I did last year. For me, it is the Lakers, and there's a huge gap. You're trying to tell me Phoenix, Denver, Utah, Mavericks, Golden State, none of those teams can't compete with this roster if they are healthy. I feel like this year it is the Lakers, huge gap, and then everybody else. Try to convince me otherwise, Mr. Rose.
I totally agree, but let me tell you also what has to happen. We need all NBA AD the entire season. Like, he's going to still need to give them around 70 games in the regular season, Jacoby, and then be healthy throughout the playoffs. Of course, LeBron James, the future Hall of Famer, is going to be in the GOAT conversation, but they still need Anthony Davis to be a dominant game-changing difference maker, a la Giannis, the way he played with the Bucks in their quest to win the championship.
See, for me, I don't care about the 70 games. You can play 50 games in the regular season. It's the second part that you said, be healthy for the playoffs. That should be the only focus for this team with Anthony Davis's minutes. One of the reasons you get Westbrook is Westbrook can carry you through the regular season. They don't need to be the 1 seed. They don't need to be the 2 seed. They can be the 4 seed. If Anthony Davis, LeBron James, and Russell Westbrook are healthy throughout the playoffs, they run through the Western Conference. Absolutely do.
There's a reason why AD needs to play center. And I know Dwight Howard is going to give you rim runs and fouls and physical presence. And the same thing for DeAndre Jordan. I understand what they bring you. But when you talk about the Lakers and the rest of the Western Conference and it being a drop-off, that's what happens to the Lakers up front when you take Anthony Davis out of the game, sir. They're going to need him for more than like 50 games when they're going against stout. When they're going against stout competition in the Western Conference, when Rudy Gobert comes to town, when the Joker comes to town, they're going to need him out there to ball to protect seeding. Remember, they fell to the 8th spot last year. That gives you no room for error. This team, I believe, is going to offend, hopefully, they have a top three record. That's what you hope this squad has. Mm-hmm. Once you start falling into the 4-5 game, that's where it starts to get a little tricky.
Well, I can't imagine this Lakers team, if healthy, falls to a 4-5 situation. I have very high expectations for them. I don't care what LeBron James says after the game. I don't care how long it's going to take them to gel. This team is the best team in the Western Conference, and I believe will prove it if they manage to stay healthy. And I love the addition of Russell Westbrook to the team that they had last season. Mr. Rose, the team that we expect to see in the finals with the Los Angeles Lakers are the Brooklyn Nets. However, the Kyrie Irving drama continues. The latest is this, that he is not taking an anti-vaccine stance. He is standing up for those that have lost their jobs due to vaccine mandates. Kyrie Irving is a very philanthropic human being. He has done some great things for some great causes. But what do you think about this from Irving?
I think we can go back and forth about the reasoning and the accuracy or the belief system in what he's decided to do. This is his right, Jacoby. If he doesn't want to get vaccinated and he's willing to not play this year for that stance, I applaud him. But the other thing I want to acknowledge, it must be nice that he's still going to get half of his salary. Mm-hmm. I think that's the underreported part of this. A couple of lines of demarcation took place that I want people to pay attention to. It was at first he could not practice. So therefore, for me, that meant he was going to not be available to the team all year. And then they were going to have to decide what to do with him on the road. When he is now able to practice, that now unlocks the road games for him to go in there and say, I'm available, I'm willing to be there on the road. So now they need to get with the brass of the Nets, the ownership, but more importantly, let's own it for what it is. Talk to KD, talk to James Harden. What do you guys feel about him only playing road games? And then once you get the buy-in from everyone, Sean Marks then goes to the podium and speaks for the organization, which lets me know they all decided they didn't want a part-time player. And that's okay for them. That's okay for him. The thing I want to just acknowledge is that's going to derail their championship goals if Kyrie Irving isn't playing this year.
Well, I still have this team winning the East without Kyrie Irving, but this brings to attention something that I want to talk to you about, which is that when we saw Kyrie hit that three against the Golden State Warriors to win the Cavs, that historic championship. After this moment, let's just track some of the things that have happened. He asked out of Cleveland, wanted off LeBron James's team to have, quote unquote, his own team. In Boston, that didn't go that well. He didn't have a lot of success in Boston. Then he goes to the Nets with KD. KD's out. He gets injured. He doesn't even travel to the bubble. Last season, he was out and injured. And this season, he's not playing because he's not getting vaccinated at this point. Jalen, is his legacy at stake this season with this decision?
I don't believe so, because he's such a young player. And unlike Ben Simmons, this is what makes this situation different. He only got 1 year left on his deal. So the team can't really play hardball. And in return, he can say, if you trade me, threaten to retire, which I believe is clearly a threat first, second, third, fourth, and fifth. With that being acknowledged, now they have to decide if we're going to go into this season knowing that we're not going to have him and live with the result. Now, we're going to judge the result based on how they fare. If what you say is true and they win the East and they lose, for example, to the Lakers in 6 or 7 games of the NBA Finals, the feelings won't be as hard. But if they get bounced in the second round, just human nature, there's going to be hard feelings. That's just how this works. There are professionals, they're locking in to try to attain a goal. But play that Golden State Cleveland Cavs footage again, because I was in the gym for that. And you know I care about style too. How about that shooting shirt? How about the long shorts, the untucked jersey, the black shoes, the black socks? Like, he looked cold. That's Uncle Drew right there. So you're going to wait for him, dog. You got to wait for him, Jacoby. That's just what it is. KD ain't leaving him no crazy voicemails. James Harden ain't sending him no dumb texts. A guy with that game, you wait on him.
Well, we always talk about the playoffs, and there's a lot of basketball to be played before we even get there. And I predict a lot of success for the Brooklyn Nets with or without Kyrie Irving. Now, Jalen, we all know I jumped on the Bills bandwagon, and I'm not part of Bills Mafia, but it was so much fun when they were underdogs. And it was jumping on this Buffalo thing, sort of a small city, and they weren't expected to win. But now when you look at the AFC odds, thank you, Caesar Sportsbook, you will see that the Buffalo Bills are now favored to win the AFC. This is unprecedented territory for the Buffalo Bills. Do you still have Buffalo, Bills Mafia, Griselda as your favorite to win the AFC?
So if you look at each of these squads, Jacoby, they all have a unit I'm extremely impressed with. Obviously, the Rams add Matthew Stafford as a quarterback, but defensively, you have Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald. You know, there's a question mark at Cleveland. Odell Beckham. Period. Baltimore, you have Lamar Jackson, and you know how it's standing. He's been throwing from the pocket and scrambling. The Kansas City Chiefs have seen Patrick Mahomes throw 6 interceptions, and your Bills Mafia, Buffalo Bills, has a unit that's not just offensively with Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs, but you're
ready for this? Defense. Talk to me about the defense.
The game changer has been the Buffalo Bills defense. That's what people need to start talking a lot more about.
Absolutely. Their defense is unprecedented. They rank number one in almost all the statistical categories, and they've got Rousseau, the rookie, playing really well. There, you see the pick sixes. They seem to get one every single week. They've got 2 shutouts. Like, this Bills team, to me, is the favorite to win the AFC. But my sneaky number two, it's not the Chiefs. It's going to be the Ravens. Lamar Jackson is just, he can win you a game alone, as we saw on Monday night. That would be the team that I would be most threatened by were I the Buffalo Bills, because Lamar Jackson is that dude. Jalen, sometimes there are videos on the internet that you and I need to break down in detail, and this one terrifies me. It is time for you and me to go to the table. Jalen, yesterday we celebrated J.R. Smith and his debut in a collegiate golf tournament, and there is some new video from that same tournament that terrifies me. Jalen, I don't know if you know this, but I'm allergic to bee stings and hornet stings, and watch J.R. Smith be attacked by a swarm of hornets while playing golf. This is so triggering to me, I can't even watch it.
Is it just you or J.R., but all of us are allergic to getting stung by bees and hornets, right?
Oh my God, oh my God. Jalen, sometimes you say things that I don't even think you mean. I'm allergic to bee stings. I will swell up everywhere. My throat will cut off and I will die. Everyone else just gets a tiny little bump. You really don't know that people are allergic to bee stings?
Well, if I get stung by a bee, I may have the same symptoms, emotionally, psychologically, and physically. That makes me allergic as well to bee stings.
Sometimes you just have to let people live their reality, and sometimes your delusions are your reality, so you can just have that. We're all allergic to bee stings. Everyone's allergic to bee stings. You're right, Jalen.
Nobody wants it to happen.
We talked about the AFC, and very soon we will turn our attention to the NFC. And Jalen and I have 2 very different teams that we think are the best in the NFC. We'll tell you who those are right after this. Stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart?
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes!
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Win the Super Bowl. Tom Brady, you are the man. You are the GOAT, the greatest of all time.
And that's in the past. Nothing about last year is going to carry over into this year. It's an entirely new challenge.
All of it's earned. There's nothing given.
Touchdown, Tampa Bay, the first of 2021.
You know, it's not about a bunch of hype or a bunch of build up and BS. You know, we got to go do it.
How about them Buccaneers defending the Super Bowl championship?
Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here at Pier 17 in the Seaport, New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, we just discussed who our favorites were in the AFC. It's now time to turn our attention to the NFC. You and I disagree on this. Who's your favorite to win the National Football
League? Well, it's only a handful of games into the season, and it's only one team undefeated. That's the Cardinals. There have been a couple of stumbling blocks, obviously, for the Rams. But the Tampa Bay Bucks. Has Gronk been playing the last couple of weeks? No.
No, he has not.
I've seen Evans catch a couple of touchdowns. How many touchdowns did Tom Brady throw this weekend?
One, two, three, four, five.
And shout to the Dallas Cowboys. They've been balling as well. Two running backs playing well. You know, CeeDee Lamb going deep, Amari Cooper. But again, watching Antonio Brown. Yeah, look at AB. Yeah. That's my choice. Until I see somebody putting pressure on Tom Brady, that's my choice.
Well, Jalen, let me tell you why you're wrong about the Buccaneers. There is a team in the National Football Conference, and please put the odds up again, because this is something that I might even wager on. Ooh. That is complete, that has Ooh. Weapons and star athletes on both sides of the ball, and that is the team at the bottom of that list right there, the Dallas Cowboys. You know that you and I feel like the Cowboys get too much love in the national media and America's team gets talked about too much, but they don't get talked about enough now, because that, to me, with everything they have on both sides of the ball, with the way that they've developed their defense in particular, the Dallas Cowboys are my favorite team to win the National Football Conference. And I'm going to go to New Jersey on a boat, and I'm going to bet on them, because Dak Prescott has looked like he did last year before he got hurt. And Trayvon Diggs has more interceptions than most wide receivers have receptions this year.
He's balling. And it's great to see them be productive defensively and offensively. And that guy allows it to happen. But I have some definite breaking news. Some definite breaking news. And Diggs has been balling. Yeah, we put up betting odds on the screen. Is that what I saw?
Were those betting odds? Yeah, that's exactly what you saw. Yeah, those are betting
odds. Shout to the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers, by the way, and Devontae Adams. They hooked up crazy last week. But here's what I want to say. You started that by saying you're going to bet. And while you're an elite bettor and breaking down parlays, you know what you also did that I did?
What?
You bet your hard-earned money on the Lions to win.
I know. Let's pretend that never happened. Can that be a secret? Can that just be a secret between us? We did bet a Moneyline Lions game, which I will never do again. Jalen, time to turn our attention to the drama surrounding the Philadelphia 76ers and Ben Simmons, who showed up to the arena unannounced before their preseason game with the Nets. And the latest is that he met with the brass, Daryl Morey and Elton Brand, and the meeting was very brief. Jalen, does it seem like there's a lot for these three to talk about? Like, how is the meeting brief between Simmons and the front office of the Sixers?
I can make this answer brief if you want. Cash. That's what this is all about. Because the bottom line is he got 4 years left on his deal. This ain't the time to be trying to sit out and give the NBA and team back millions of dollars. Like, they can play hardball with you. And so now that training camp and preseason is came and went, and the regular season is about to start, and you start looking down at your ledger like, wait a minute, I just lost millions of hard-earned dollars by not going to Philadelphia on an airplane to play basketball, a game that I love, even though the fans and Doc and Joel and the team may not want me there. Ain't nothing to really meet about. I'm just here like Marshawn.
I'm here so I won't get fined.
That's it. He just sent Marshawn as his representative. Marshawn, wait, what did Marshawn have to say? I'm sorry. What did he say?
I'm here so I won't get fined.
I guess that's all that's what Ben Simmons said in the meeting. That's why it was so brief. It is time for you and I to evaluate whether something is a soft move or a boss move. Derrick Rose got engaged, but he didn't just propose in any normal way. He proposed on the floor of the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden. Jalen Rose, soft move or boss move, proposing to your now fiance on the Madison Square Garden floor.
Well, this is a boss move. And that rock that she wearing, that boulder she wearing, that meteor that she's wearing is incredible. Congratulations to my brother. No doubt. Chi-Town, stand up. He currently gets checks for the Knicks. But I ask you, Hall of Fame Derrick Rose goes in as a Chicago Bull. Please believe it.
I am so excited for these two. We love power couples. And this does remind me of when Drake rented out Dodger Stadium to have dinner. You know what I mean? Like, this is becoming a thing. I hope my wife doesn't watch the show today and expect me to rent out something because they rented out Dodger Stadium to have dinner. Look at all those plates. They got enough food for 10 people. You know, Derrick Rose is renting out Madison Square Garden. I can't even rent out a budget rental car to take my lady for dinner. That ain't what I'm doing. Jalen, when we come back, we have a lot more to discuss. Make sure you stay tuned. You are watching Jalen and Jacoby. We are less than a week away from the NBA season kicking off, and we've got preseason to get you ready. Huge game tonight at 6:30. Luka Doncic against our guy, friend of the show, LaMelo Ball and the Hornets. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, NBA season is soon going to be upon us, and the NHL season kicked off last night in Las Vegas, where the Knights took on the Kraken. And take a look what happened before the game even got started. They really know how to put on a show in Las Vegas. They had the Knights skating to center ice with the visuals that you see here. What do you think about this pre-game performance?
I think it's fantastic, the growth that we've seen in sports and technology, and how it really just plays out to where you can create an experience that's so very exciting. But I have to say this about the Seattle Kraken nickname. That's probably my favorite in sports right now. A hockey team named Kraken, that's cold. That's only second to the Lions. You know what I mean?
Everything comes back to the Lions when you're talking with Jalen Rose about sports. We have a special guest coming tomorrow who is joining us on the program in just 24 hours.
Jacoby, the butcher coming.
The butcher's coming?
Benny, the butcher coming. The butcher coming. Benny the Butcher of Griselda, Black Soprano Family, will be joining Jalen and Jacoby, our official senior Bills correspondent. We'll be here tomorrow, 4 p.m.
We always say we get the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content. Jalen, who is joining us on the podcast tomorrow, just 24
the
hours
butcher
from today?
Coming. The Butcher coming.
The Butcher's coming.
The butcher coming.
So I have a question.
Benny, you, the butcher of
we call
Griselda.
Him the senior Bills correspondent for Jalen and Jacoby. We gave him a real job that comes with no money, no contract, no nothing. My question for you is, did he know that was coming? Did he know what he was getting into?
Well, I think we were kind of building up to that our last few interviews with him. Just think about it. Every time he's come on the show, it's after they've gone to a game. Mm-hmm. We've been in Buffalo. Conway, just so you guys know, this is no cap. It wasn't just because we were there and he rented out a suite. No, he has a suite at the game.
And they got his name on it, said Commodore Machine, said drum work. And then like, but it's not just like a piece of paper that they put in for that Sunday. You know what I mean? Like, it's an actual plaque that they put in for the season.
Right.
Like, it's not just like, oh, bro, who's in this suite this day? And they print out a piece of paper and, like, laminate it. No. That was there. That was, like, officially in there.
And I'm going to tell you why we didn't see Benny at the game. Because in order to get to him, we would have had to navigate through 60,000 other people.
Oh, yeah.
Because he got season tickets on the 5-yard line.
He's close.
He's close.
He's close.
5-yard line.
He could trip a referee from where he sits. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
We would have got stopped by security. See, even Jalen Rose can get in anywhere without a ticket. I don't know if you can get there without a ticket. I don't care how tall you are, how many years you played in Toronto. Yeah, I'm a fan of the Fab Five too, but nah, dog, you can't just walk up to the field.
I couldn't get in the game without a ticket. Conway had to come get me. He had to come get us.
Well, he's going to be joining us on the show tomorrow. And, you know, Benny's on the road with a tour. They're going to be in Baltimore and in Montclair, New Jersey on Friday. But you're also on the road. And you're having some technical issues just getting the show on, dog. You're having some technical issues.
Sure. Correct. So let me just show you guys this. And I know some of you guys are hearing via audio, but they're also social and digital clips. So I was moving a chair in the hotel room, and the leg fell off, and
you
I almost fell. But look,
it was
literally right before I joined with y'all. Like, I had to put my hand down. Like, you know, you fall on the bike, you got to put your hand down.
So you broke
the chair?
And
you know I hate falling.
I know you hate falling. So for those of us listening to the podcast, Jalen Rose just held up a straight up leg of a chair like he's like in a medieval war and he's got a club that he wants to hurt somebody with. So you're going to call the front desk and they're going to charge you for that? You're going to let them charge you for that?
No, I'm not going to be able to do it. I ain't paying for that.
That's faulty. That's faulty material. That's not your fault.
All I was doing sliding from left to right. They can't prove that I was trying to have no parties or nothing like that. I'm not paying for this. Not going to be able to do it. And so that's number one. Number two, I don't have a stand for my iPad.
Okay.
Long story short, it got stolen.
No, it didn't get stolen. You lost it. No stolen iPad stand, dog. That's not something that people steal.
Well, long story short, I checked into one hotel room. I was like Jacoby when somebody brings some drums and flats, and I turned into a snob and I wanted a different room. And so I left my laptop in one room to be transported into the next room when the second room was available, because I needed to leave the hotel and I didn't want to carry those items with me because that was so whole purpose of me going to get the room at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And so I come back to the telly that night since I'm gone all day. And I don't think about the fact that I don't have my laptop in my stand till the next morning when I actually need it. So I called out to the front desk. Yo, I need to go back into that room. I know that my laptop, I didn't even sleep in that room. It was sitting on the bed, whatever. It was like I was speaking Chinese. It was like, we got to find housekeeping. It's like, we don't know what's happening. I'm like, I know for a fact where I left it. I know exactly, and I didn't even sleep in that room. So before y'all gave a room, whatever. So I go, long story short. So 2 or 3 days later, Jacoby, this is a real story. I go to that hotel. And I find out, because I would have went the first couple of days, I just didn't have time. And this happened in Detroit, by the way. I go to that hotel and find out who the housekeeper was on that floor in that room. I give her $100. Before I know it, she's like, well, I do remember the iPad. And I put it on my manager's desk next to a computer. So now I got two pieces of information. I know the time, I know the room, I know who was housekeeping, and I know they saw it. So now I'm standing at the front desk with all of this information. I know it's cameras that exist in this building. So we gotta
go over the place.
And I can't front. The one thing, and this is what I'm going to tell everybody, the one main reason why I felt like I wanted to get my iPad back, it wasn't because I couldn't buy another one. And respectfully, I don't believe I've ever sent any emails that I'm ashamed of, like a John Gruden, but my emails were open. So that's why I really wanted to get my iPad back. It wasn't that I could just buy another one. but I got a lock on the iPad when you turn it on. You see what I mean? But in my mind, I know it's locked, but I know my email's open, right? So less than 4 hours later, Michelle called me. They found your iPad.
Oh, interesting how that happens.
I'm like, all right, cool. Let them know that I'll be there in 20 minutes. I'm right around the corner. What about my stand? Couldn't find the stand. And I can't front. I had a third bag. I will give you the description of the bag, but it's going to take you in a different direction that I don't want the story to go into. But all I know is there were some condiments from my third bag also missing.
Wait, condiments?
Yeah, I had a hairbrush.
Those aren't condiments, dog.
I had.
Do you know what a condiment is?
A hair product. And I know there were some other things that I had in this bag also.
What kind of condiments do you have in
there? Aren't in that bag anymore.
Do you know what a condiment is?
I'm using it indirectly.
Indirectly? Oh,
I'm using the term condiment as a curveball. I am not talking about ranch dressing or ketchup.
Or I need to know more about this third bag.
We're flying at 35,000 square feet. For those that know, feet, you know.
I love you so much. I'm using it indirectly. Referring to 35,000 square feet. You know what I mean?
I like most depth with the wordplay. You know what I'm saying?
I love you so much. I love you so much. I need to know more about this third bag. I want the story to go in the direction that you don't want it to go in.
I literally know I left three items on the bed, and they returned the most important item, the iPad.
But and they took the condiments.
I needed the other two items also.
They took all the condiments? I mean? All the condiments?
Yeah. You know, no more ranch dressing.
Next time you go to the hotel, someone's going to have the 360 waves, you know, the shape up. They got the hair greased. They had the Jalen Rose curls. Everybody, the whole front desk is going to have any authentic shape up with waves when you get there. Men, women, children.
Or they're going to be like, now that we know who your barbers is, we need to know who. Let's get to a voicemail.
Voicemails are.
Jalen, what's up? Uncle Jacoby. Shout out Red. Shout out the staff. Shout out all the producers worldwide. Big Crown. Old boy who used to call from New Zealand. I hope he's all right. You know, this is Gabe calling from Santa Cruz, the 831. You know what I mean? Thank you guys for always giving us a dope pod to step to, man. Y'all really helped me get through some of the darkest times of my life, for real. It's really a family thing. We love y'all, man. So my question is, cultural or regional? Talking to my dog like my dad used to talk to me. You know, like sometimes I see him scheming on food and I'll tell him something like, you know, I'll smack your tail straight. Don't even think about it. Or like we'll be in public and he's wilding out. I'll get down on one knee and whisper in his ear. Well, you embarrass me in front of all these people one more time, I'll cuss you out in front of God and everybody. You know, little things like that. You know, I look a little bit more like Jalen, so yeah, put it together. Let me know. Love y'all. Yup, medicinal.
Big shout to Gabe. Big shout to Santa Cruz. My grandma lived in Santa Cruz, one of my favorite towns to go visit when I was a kid.
We love you too, Gabe. We appreciate the love. We appreciate the support. And this show is not only here for entertainment, but we're definitely here for therapy. So thank you very much for your love and support and for shouting out our other teammates. I love people who not only represent for themselves, but they're willing to sacrifice for the team.
Appreciate you so much for the call, Gabe. That is universal. Everybody should be cussing out their dogs or their kids when they act up. And when people
Man's
say that
best friend.
Our show helps them through tough times, it means a lot for us to be there for you. And we appreciate you all being there for us. And we'll be back tomorrow with Benny the Butcher. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
And I can't wait to ask him what he think about Kyrie not being vaccinated, because he loves all New York teams. We're not done. We're not done. We are not done.